Hey, what's going on? This is Danny with Terminal CWO. You might think I've been remiss in not recording any podcasts. I actually have. I recorded one the other day, and I just wasn't inspired. So I'm giving it another shot. I'm going to see if I put something together that I actually like and want to put out. But I'll tell you what I've been struggling with. I've been struggling with motivation. I feel like I say a lot. I have things that I'm interested in. I want to voice, I want to put out there, but the struggle with social media is you put something out, and if you don't put it out in its entirety every single time, then you get these fragmented bits of information where people see bits and pieces because, you know, they're not just camping out on your page. They're following hundreds, thousands of other pages, and they'll catch pieces here and there of what you're saying. And then they'll misconstrue what your intent is or what your purpose is, because they'll see this post and you didn't line out everything like you did with another very specific post, and they might have missed that one. Either way, it gets frustrating, and you don't want to make anything. And that's really where I'm at right now. I'm talking about this stuff, unlawful command influence, and getting rolled up into the vaccine business. It's just, I don't know. I'll talk about that here in a second, but it's very frustrating. And for me, it's like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And then it kind of burns my brain, because I'm like, well, what's going on right now? I'm just not pleased with where things are at. So I just kind of stay away from it. I get away from the social sphere, get away from the podcasting and the blogs and all that stuff. And I know that's not cool, because it really kills my base and the interest and what I'm trying to do as far as driving a theme or a narrative or put my ideas out there, because people will lose interest. They're going to go find somebody who is putting out regular content. And so that's where I'm really struggling. But I did have something cool happen the other day, though. And I doubt she'll hear this, but it still pumped me up a little bit. So I get this message from a blue checked mark page, and I see the name, and I'm like, no way. And I, you know, right off the bat, I thought I was getting trolled. So I accepted it. I answered it and checked the page and everything. It was legit. So this was the daughter of one of my favorite music artists growing up. I mean, I used to just thrash off this dude's stuff. Anyways, I was super stoked. I was like, get out of here. So we talked back and forth, and actually she was very interested in what the page is about. She gave her kudos as far as just saying, hey, you know, keep this up. I like what you're doing. And we talked for a second. I congratulated her on some stuff. Told her that, you know, her dad was huge inspiration to me, and I don't know. It was kind of cool. It was cool to be able to make that connection, and that was it. But anyways, you know, some of the unexpected perks of running a page like this, you just never know what's going to happen with somebody connecting on social media. Let's talk about the unlawful command influence thing here really quick. It's really gotten out of control. I mean, it's bad. I feel like the DOD was very specific in putting out, do not coerce your troops, do not pressure your troops, do not do stuff that comes across in any way as if you're pushing them to get this vaccine. And that was what I was concerned about. Well, that message has gotten lost. It's just absolutely gotten lost. You have way too many people who are like, oh, you're an anti-vaxxer. No, I'm not. Oh, you're against this vaccine. No, I'm not. Now, I'm not saying the other admins aren't. I'm not speaking on their behalf. I don't think what they're putting out is ridiculous. They're just putting out a lot of the inconsistencies that you see in the media and with the information that's coming to us. Either way, I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I don't care. I mean, I can't stress enough how indifferent I am. I don't give a shit. Get the vaccine. Don't get the vaccine. Do whatever. I've never cared about somebody getting a fucking shot in their arm. It doesn't matter to me. I'm only concerned about commands breaking orders, disobeying direct orders. I don't know how many times I have to say that. People are like, oh, well, you know, it's not right. I'm with you. I'm with you, Danny. It's not right that somebody should get pressured. And I just stop. No, I don't give a shit if you're pressured. If the order, the law was it's mandatory and people were upset about that, that'd be one thing. I wouldn't care, though. I wouldn't jump in on it because I'm not fighting a vaccine. I'm not fighting for it or against it. I don't give a shit. I only care about the commands breaking the orders. It's like, how many times do you have to say this? So this is what hampers my creative process and why I get bogged down, because I get into these comments and I see the same stupid, moronic comments every single day without fail. These morons get on there and they start conflating arguments with each other and then different talking points and different. I'm like, dude, I only have so much energy to invest in living in this kind of negative realm of social media where everybody has a voice, everybody has an opinion. And guess what? The irony isn't lost on me. I realize that I'm talking to you right now on a podcast that I would not be doing if I did not have the base that I have on social media. Doesn't change the fact that everybody's opinion, all getting smushed in there, and then a lot of idiots who don't know how to stay on topic, don't know how to stay on point, don't know what I'm saying. They think they know what I'm saying. Oh, it really is funny sometimes. I'll hit this point where I'm like, oh, this is driving me nuts. And I get really worked up and then I just stop. I kind of hit that wall and I'm like, chill, dude, relax. It'll be all right. Just laugh at them. And when I take a step back, that's when my creative juices start flowing again, because I can get very sarcastic and not care about losing followers or care what happens to the page or anything else. I'm like, I'm just going to start making fun of people. And so I'll get in there and just start, you know, humorously trashing on people. It's a lot of fun, but it takes a minute for me to get there. Cause at first I get frustrated. I'm like, stop, man. Like, stop trying to control the situation. This isn't yours to control. Just if somebody wants to think this way and they don't understand what your intent and purpose is, who fucking cares? Who cares? Just let them. You know, it's no skin off your back, dude. Nothing is going to change if they think one way or the other. Either way, I left this vaccine thing alone. I put it out on a Instagram live video and I basically said, I'm done. Like, just stop sending me your shit. I don't want to talk about the vaccine anymore. I don't care what it involves, unlawful command, influence, whatever. It's like, this has become too much of a stupid issue, and I have other things I want to talk about. Other things that I consider a lot more important. Let's move on to some of those more important things. Let me actually focus on what I care about. Big one right now is Sergeant Nickerson. I know I haven't talked about him in a week or so, but that is still the top of my priority. It's been hard. I'm trying to work and live my life and everything else, plus focus on priorities that I have with other people on the page, as far as admins. And then a very real thing, which I am very emotionally invested in, is this case with Sergeant Nickerson. Not specifically just because I consider it a matter of injustice that's being done, but I have other issues that I'm invested in this because of things that I've experienced in the past, and I know what injustice looks like. I know what it feels like, and I know that feeling of just being completely alone, completely isolated, and what do you do? Who do you turn to? Nobody will listen to you. And very defeating, trapped feeling. So I care about this a lot. And so this is what I'd like to talk about. And on that note, I don't have any updates for you. There are things happening. There are things moving in the background. I assure you, there are a lot of people who are aware of it. There, you know, other media organizations have picked it up. More are picking it up as time goes on. And I don't want this conversation to get lost. I don't want this to go on for another month until he's set for his hearing and people forget about the topic and it, you know, things happen in a vacuum where nobody knows what and they're not really concerned. It's very important you keep things like this center, front and center in people's minds so that they're emotionally attached to it and they don't forget about it. And that really is that's the crux of an information campaign. It's difficult because it can wear on you as the person putting the information out if you are emotionally invested in it. So it's important to pace yourself. And that's really what I'm trying to do right now. I'm not trying to oversaturate the talking pool on this particular subject. So this tent city on Fort Bliss, you seen this? We put a couple of videos out. We had some dudes who drove by and it felt like they were driving for like a good 15 or 20 seconds, just driving down this strip as you see tent after tent after tent after tent flying by and you're like, holy shit, this thing is big. It's big. This thing's no joke. I mean, it's meant to hold 5,000 people, but it looks like it's growing as time goes on. They're establishing a security fence around the area, but we also got that video from the helicopter. And I imagine when that hit the CG's ear, he probably was digging into some freaking commander's asses and like, hey, what the fuck is going on? Who is recording stuff from a helicopter? I want to know what crew was up in the air when tracked this down. I imagine that's how it went. Now keep in mind, we asked, we were like, hey, can we post this? Is this cool? Like, you know, the ramifications. They said, no worries. I imagine they had their ducks in a row. It wasn't filmed on the same day we posted it anyway. So good luck figuring it out. And that's what I say, you know, if you're going to break the fucking law, which is what's happening, we have federal laws that, listen, I said that these dudes were breaking the law and somebody said, how are they breaking the law? I tried to say, I actually got blocked when I went into the comments, the comment for like a 24 hour period, I couldn't comment. It said, we have restricted whatever to protect our, and I was like, this is my post. I can't comment on my own post. Something happened. I don't know what it was, but yeah, I was prevented from commenting on my own post. So that video has no comments from me. What I wanted to say was, what do you mean, how are they breaking the law? The word illegal immigrant, well, it's not legal immigrant. If it was legal immigrant, then they wouldn't be breaking the law. So the fact that we're aiding and abetting illegal immigrants, let me break this down to you. This is another issue of people conflating arguments that have nothing to do with the other. People are like, oh, man. Hey, there's so many other things to focus on. There's so much other crime and blah, blah, blah. And you're worried about a bunch of kids and you're thinking they're going to bring crime. No, stop. I never said these kids were Al-Qaeda. I don't know who they are. I'm sure 98% of the kids coming across and that are ending up in these places are vulnerable youth who are just looking for a better life. I don't doubt that for a second. I completely made up the number 98%. I'm saying that is my opinion. That is likely what it is. The issue is that they're on a military base that is secured and guarded where, how many of you have ever had an issue getting onto a military base because you didn't have your ID? Oh, nope, turn it around. Yet the irony is we have non-US citizens housed less than a mile away from our families. I don't have to pretend that all of them are terrorists or bad guys or criminals, something that is going to be a danger to society. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we know that in any pool of people, there are going to be bad apples. There are going to be dudes who do bad shit. And the fact that they are housed right next to our families, we think we're safe on bases, right? I mean, we could also cite incidents of crime on bases and some other things over the year. Fort Hood, I'm looking at you. But anyways, I'm talking about our families come onto our military installations, and you would generally think that they're more safe, they're more secure. And yet we're going to have up to, I'm not saying there are right now, I have no idea how many people are on this camp, but up to 5,000 people, kids aged 13 to 17 can be housed there. And people keep saying kids. I get a little stupid with this because I'm like, do you have any idea what the age of a fighter is? Like what gets recruited for insurgent movements, rebellions, militias, you name it. It's kids that are 15, 16, 17 years old, even younger in some places. Look at African child soldiers. But we're talking about, you know, 16, 17 year old males. Yeah, they're absolutely capable of doing some really bad shit. We're not talking, you know, this whole, oh, they're kids. Shut the fuck up. Do you know what were you doing at 17? I wasn't up to any good at 17. And I could have gotten into a whole lot of worse business if I so wanted to, if I was in an environment that allowed for it. I'm just saying kids are stupid. And you have this huge mass influx of people coming in. We don't know anything about them. You don't know what's coming across the border. We've already identified some elements from the Middle East, along with other elements from all over the world. And I say, do you not think that the enemy sees that vulnerability and wouldn't want to exploit that? I mean, the fact that Hezbollah, I wrote the article on it and I cited like 30 fucking sources for the idiots who are like, sort of reference. Where did you get this information from? Because shut the fuck up. I gave it to you. I gave you the information so that you wouldn't be able to use this stupid argument. So go look on my website if you need to see it. But anyways, Hezbollah, I never know if I'm pronouncing that right. Hezbollah, and it's all in the emphasis, right? Anyways, Hezbollah is working in Mexico right now with the cartels. And they're doing this not for some nefarious purpose against the U.S. It's so that they can support their operations. So our embargoes and sanctions against Iran have had a disastrous effect on their economy. Now, Hezbollah's number one source of funds is Iran. Well, when that dries up, guess what? Iran's like, we can't pay you anymore. They're like, well, we kind of exist to be your pseudo-military in lieu of, and we need money. Well, we can't. So guess what they turn to? Just like anybody else, when you don't have a legitimate source of income, you're going to turn to something. Well, they work with the cartels and they move drugs and make money. So they are working in Mexico. Now, it's important to look at this and say, okay, now cartel doesn't want to get mixed up with the military. They don't want to get mixed up with the U.S. government. They're there to make money. They're basically like, leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. We're here to make money. Their military effort in the cartel is strictly to secure and protect their operations, which is, you know, smuggling people, smuggling drugs, all that stuff. They don't want to get into a war with the United States. So they're not going to just be like, hey, yeah, Hezbollah, you do whatever you want. Go ahead and start this freaking proxy war on the border right there, because they know what's going to fall out from that. Now, it doesn't mean that elements within Hezbollah would not seek to exploit that if the situation presented itself in a way that was ripe. I'm just going to leave it at that. The situation was ripe for the picking. Don't think for a second that Hezbollah would not exploit that. Either way, there's a lot of other organizations besides them. I'm just saying they are in Mexico working, operating. And if you don't know who Hezbollah is, look them up. 1983 Beirut bombing. I think it was 283 Marines, something like that. Anyways, they killed a lot of our Marines in the barracks over in Lebanon. And they've done a lot of other things over the years as far as terrorist activity. And don't think for 2 seconds that they wouldn't do the same in the United States. Either way, I digress. My point is, we have this massive tent city on Fort Bliss, and we've talked about other bases. Other bases have already been approved, I think up to three, a National Guard base and one other active duty installation, I believe. Anyways, they're talking about more. And if this rush of people keeps coming over the border, they're going to have to. They got to put them somewhere. And guess what? States are not going to allow them to come in. I don't care how liberal your state is. I don't care how much how blue your state is and how much they get up there and the politicians are like, this is human rights and we need to bring these people in. We need to take care of them. I don't care how much bullshit they say on the news. The fact is, every single time somebody says, well, why don't you take them into your state? You hear crickets. They know better. They're not trying to fuck up their economy. Has nothing to do with the people being poor or anything else. Has to do with the fact that you don't just take thousands and thousands and thousands of brand new people, flood them into a local economy, and think that that's not going to have disastrous effects on the people who already live there. These politicians are not trying to mess shit up for their constituents. That is, they're just not. Okay? That defies logic. So what I'm saying is there's nowhere for them to go. So what does the federal government have to do? They have to put them on military installations because they own the land on military installations. All right, so Fort Benning is in Georgia, right? Well, it's not under Georgian jurisdiction. Now, do they play by the laws of Georgia and all the sharing and agreements and blah? Of course they do. But the federal government owns the land there. It is a federal installation. Federal laws apply on Fort Benning or any other base. So it's important to understand what is taking place with these camps that are being built up on our installation. If you haven't seen it, go check out the Instagram page. It's pretty wild. I actually need to put those videos up on YouTube so they don't get bogged down in the Instagram shuffle. You know, you post some and it's just a mess. Your posts go down very quick and it's hard to reference anything. So that's a do out for me. I owe you putting up those videos on YouTube. Anyways, all right. So check it out. This private on Fort Jackson, what the fuck was that? You guys see this? Go check out this video. This dude gets on the bus. He's telling the bus driver. I didn't see who is in the back of the bus. You see the camera from the bus driver's camera. So kind of over his shoulder. I was told it was kids. It wasn't even like a military bus. It was like a dude driving kids to school. So he gets on the bus. He's in his PTs, his physical training clothes. And he has his M16 or M4, whatever it was. It looked like an M16 to me. Anyways, he has a quick back and forth with the bus driver. And then he basically says, oh, fuck it. I have a rifle in my hand. It picks up his rifle and points it at the dude. I didn't see it much. I saw the very short clip and I didn't really digest it a lot. Either way, I heard the story. I listened to everything that everybody said about it and the insides of what took place on Fort Jackson. And my only takeaway was, you know that guy that always says, I'd hit a drill sergeant if they got in my face. And you're like, no, you wouldn't. I'm pretty sure this dude would. We found him. We found the guy that would actually hit a drill sergeant. This stupid fuck picked up a rifle and pointed it at the bus driver. He was only 3 weeks into basic training. Yikes. Okay. But look, I'm going to keep this short. I think I'm just under about 30 minutes right now. I want to do this more. I love talking. And the podcast is great for me because everybody else in my life hates me talking. And they're like, dude, shut the fuck up. You guys come here willingly and you want to hear me talk. You want to hear me run my mouth. What I'm saying is I want to do this, but I need inspiration and motivation and kind of the same thing over and over and over and over. If you listen to a lot of political podcasts or stuff like that, they're kind of talking about the same thing constantly and it can get repetitive. And the biggest thing is it can get negative. Like you just don't want to do it because you're tired of talking about the same thing over and over and over. I don't even want to say unlawful command influence ever again because it annoys me so much. I'm just tired of talking about it. I'm tired of people not giving a shit. I'm tired of, you know, there are politicians and politicians' aides who follow my page anonymously. I know there are. I won't tell you why, but I know there are. And they're just not going to do jack shit about it. They won't open any kind of investigation into anything. They won't put out any information. The news doesn't care. And the news doesn't care because military news doesn't sell. Besides the fact that COVID's bad, vaccine's good. What is coercion? Doesn't the military have to get vaccines? You know what I'm saying? So it's this matter of educating people because they don't know any better. And then they say, well, I don't understand the issue. Why would they turn it down anyways? Fuck! Not the point. Once again, not the point. So I need your help coming up with topics and things to talk about. And what I want to do is I want to focus this voice from Terminal CWO on strengthening the force, building the force, pointing out the shit that needs to have a spotlight pointed just right on top of it with a big old floodlight and giving you guys the voice that you don't have otherwise. There are so many people out there that don't have a voice, that have things that they want to say and they don't know where to turn. This is what we're here for. Help me, help you. Message me, email me. Let me know what's up. Hit me up in the comments, the direct messages, wherever you can get a hold of me. There's a lot of different places. And if I don't respond right away, try again. All right. Anyways, had fun talking to you guys. I wanted to get some of this stuff out of my head. I hope you have a good rest of your weekend. Be safe tonight. Have fun. Spend time with your families. Talk to you guys later.